Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to say one thing about the impeachment conviction phase, the trial today in the Senate. Do not turn the dial from Devil Radio. Devil Radio will cut in live to the conviction phase trial proceedings. It'll start mid-morning, and they will cut in live on every important development and every important speech. So you can get your coverage of the impeachment live today on Devil Radio. Now, there's a story that came out of Arizona that's really hard to believe, but these people, some of them are sick. The Republicans are sick. And here's what happened down there. The Arizona State Senate is right-wing, Republican-dominated. The governor is right-wing and Republican, but he had enough integrity not to try to overturn the certification of Biden's win in Arizona. And as a result, he was denounced and censured by the Arizona Republican Party. They also censured Cindy McCain. Cindy McCain, they censured. They censure the flower of Republicanism in Arizona. Well, now they've gone one step farther, and this is very hard to believe. They took a vote, and they said they demanded that the commissioners of Maricopa County, the Phoenix area, there are five of them, immediately turn over the voting machines and ballots from the presidential election to the Republicans in the state Senate so they could find the fraud. That's what they did. That's what they said. Well, the Maricopa commissioners had legal counsel, and they said, we are prohibited by law from turning over the machines or the ballots to anyone without a court order. So if you want these machines and ballots, you got to go into a court, and we're going to oppose it. And you know what the state Senate did, the Republicans? They voted to hold, they took a vote to hold the five Republican, the five supervisors, election supervisors in Maricopa County in contempt, and they were going to put him in jail for contempt. The state Senate, for not turning over the voting machines and the ballots so they could throw out the Biden votes and then jimmy up the machines and say there was fraud. That vote lost by one vote. One Republican broke with his party. He said, well, this is a little much. I'm not going to do it. So they have one of the state senators there, one of the worst, is a woman named Kelly Townsend. Kelly Townsend gives a statement. She is really, really bad news if you see her. If you want to really get disturbed, Google Kelly Townsend. Anyway, she goes, the people are all lathered up. We could not get it done. So the people are going to have to do what they have to do. In other words, she wants a man with a big iron on his hip, with a big iron on his hip. The implication was, do it forcibly. The implication was, do it forcibly. This is Arizona. Remember, Joe Biden was sworn in at noon on January 20. He has been president since January 20. Since January 20. It's almost, well, 3 weeks tomorrow. What, they're going to, this is what, an impeachment? Because a couple of guys in Arizona with a big iron on their hip, you're going to go in and steal the voting machines? What the hell, what is this? Okay, what is this? Very sick. It's very, very sick. It's a beautiful state. Cousin, I have nephews and in-laws down there. I like visiting. I like to see Seguro cactus. Seguro cactus are beautiful. They thin out as you go north from Phoenix to Flagstaff, and somewhere along the lines, you don't see big Seguro cactus anymore. Air's too thin, not hot enough, but I'll tell you what, the desert's beautiful, beautiful state. But there are some sick puppies in the Republican Party. There are some sick puppies in the Republican Party. Very sick, very, very sick. Fortunately, it didn't work this time, but you have nut jobs all around the country, and especially in Arizona. We're going to the lines. Jerry of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jerry?
Morning, Matt. Matt, a couple things. You know, I'm not trying to defend Trump on this, but his speech, the word fight is used a lot in speeches and campaigns. Even Hillary used it. I'm going to fight for the American people. So, you know, but my question is this. If it would have been someone other than Trump, it would have been just some other political type who would have gave that speech outside of the Capitol to those people. Those people were going to invade the Capitol no matter. But if it would have been someone other than Trump, what would have happened to them? What would have been? What kind of a crime would they be prosecuted with? But not. That's all. Thank you.
Yeah, Jerry, that's a good question. Let me put this in context. Jerry's question is: the word "fight" is frequently used in politics. You know, we got to fight for minimum wage of $15 an hour. We got to fight for this. We say it all the time, and the Republicans might say we got to fight for lower taxes. That's all fine. But I think you got to look at the context. First of all, Trump gets everybody to come to Washington on January 6th, and he takes out a permit that only gives him the right to have a rally at the place where he had it. He gets up and he says, we've got to fight. You're not going to win by weakness. You are not going to have a country if you don't do something about it. Let's go up to the Capitol where he did not have a permit. And I'll go with you. And he lied. If Joe Biden, and Joe Biden wouldn't do something like this, but if he said, we'd have to have the, and this wasn't just, should we have $1.9 trillion or not, but let's say Hillary Clinton back in 2016 was the victim of Russian hacking, was the victim of Comey saying, you know, I'm looking at her, and then not telling everybody he was looking at Trump for worse, which was the intrusion, all that, and march on the Capitol and do something about it. And they went up and killed five people. I would have prosecuted her. You have to look at the context. When he said maybe the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton, I don't know. And then they talked to him. He said, I just meant they were voting. That isn't what he meant. You know, that isn't what he meant, because he also said their bodyguards, her bodyguard should be disarmed. Why should her bodyguards be disarmed if he didn't want to have her killed? He's a master at using language, which in context produces violence. And so when you had people up there shouting things like, there's millions of us and we follow Trump. Trump said we could be here. 12 of them right now as legal defenses have put in that Trump told them he's the president. And they thought he had control of all federal property. And if he says you can go up here, you can go up here. I think you have to look at the context. And so it's an excellent point. And Trump is a master at using words like take care of. Well, maybe he meant voting. I don't think he meant voting when he said the Second Amendment people should take care of Hillary Clinton and her bodyguard should be disarmed. When he said you have to fight, you're not going to win by weakness, and you're not going to have a government if you don't go to the Capitol where they are going to certify the votes that would no longer make me the president, I think it's pretty clear that he was inciting violence. Then he goes back to the White House and they say, please call them off. And he doesn't do it. There's video of him. They were grinning and dancing at the White House. And then as the mob is up there, he goes, Pence is a coward. That's what he said. And they shout, hang Mike Pence. Pence was ceremonial. He didn't have the opportunity to overturn that. And then when he finally said to go home, he goes, I love you. You're wonderful people. It's time, you know, very, very gently. And an officer was killed with a fire extinguisher. A woman was trampled to death. A woman was shot. Two officers are brain damaged from being hit with lead pipes. Another one lost an eye, and another one got stabbed with a pole. So you have to look at the context, but excellent point. The language itself, you're absolutely right, can be prudently used, but I think the context means a lot. And the fact is that senators were there. They know that Nancy Pelosi and Mike Pence would have been murdered if it hadn't been for a few minutes where they got away to a secure room. So going back to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning. As we go into the impeachment trial, here's one thing we've got to be very aware of. Murder is not free speech. Terrorism, that leads to murder is not free speech. Co-conspiracy that pushes people to kill people is not free speech. There's a huge difference. It's basically the concept of right and wrong. Only somebody like maybe Beavis and Butthead could remotely, I don't know, understand how they justify murder as free speech. Before, in Act 10 and a bunch of this other thing, Citizens United, BS, it was Corporations United. And they had to hide under the title of that bill to kind of give it maybe, you know, sweeten it up, put some perfume on. But this nonsense that free speech is murder, they got to stop it. Murder is murder. And if you drove the car that helped commit the murder, you're part of that illegal action. All of them, including 199 that voted to against impeachment. They're conspirators. They have to drop that thing like a hot potato. Because if they don't, they will be branded the rest of their lives as co-conspirators, murderers, hiding under free speech. Thanks.
Bill, as always, you nailed it. You know, nobody ever gets up in front of a crowd. They didn't do it in the French Revolution. They didn't do it here and go, I want you to go up, beat a cop to death with a fire extinguisher, jab a guy's eye out, trample a woman, get somebody shot, and brain damage two officers with lead pipes. Nobody ever is that specific. You have to look at the context. And it's you know, the same thing as shouting, if a guy's drunk and he's in a theater and he thinks, hey, fire, fire, terrorist, shooter, and people trample each other, that guy's going to jail. And this guy got the gasoline together by ginning them up all to come there and kept lying and saying that it was a fraudulent election. And then he said, go up to the Capitol. I'm with you. You're not going to win by weakness. You're not going to have a government if you don't do something. But what did he think is going to happen? And then something gets done. That was murder. That was murder. He instigated it. And something like 140 First Amendment scholars and constitutional lawyers, Democrat and Republican around the country, wrote a letter saying that. Bill, thanks for calling in. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.